Good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at CanaCon Day 2, where Cheryl Schumann has just finished her opening keynote speech for this women-focused day of CanaCon. She's currently outside of the seminar room, holding court, taking selfies with fans and talking to people, and just giving of her time, as usual. We'll get a chance here to talk to her in just a second. Cheryl's here taking selfies with everyone. Radical Russ here. Getting my selfie in while we're getting the opportunity. What did you guys think of Cheryl's speech today?
Awesome.
You like
wonderful.
That?
Inspirational. Yes. Informative.
Very
Thank
nice.
You.
So where are you headed next, Cheryl?
I'm going to go down to, well, I'm going to go to Ohio first to visit with my mom, and then I'm going to take her to Puerto Rico as soon as she gets well. And I'm also going down to Cabo San Lucas to meet with some of our investors. One of our investors, he comes from the Corona Beer Fortune, and he just inherited $7 billion, and he wants to invest it in the cannabis industry. So I'm going to show him how to spend his money.
Nice. Any quick words of advice for women entrepreneurs listening to us on today's show?
Yes, exactly as I had said in my speech, I believe it's very, very important to be active on social media, to have Twitter, Facebook, Instagrams, to start documenting your life and your own personal experience with cannabis, and to share that and be active in the community, whether it be, you know, following your feed, retweeting news, getting stuff out there, finding their own testimonials, friends, patients in their neighborhood or areas, and start sharing those stories so that other people can become enlightened. And no matter how small a town you're in, or no matter how big of a town you're in, or a rural community, everyone follows social media, and it's a dominant force that I think we can really change the course of history in legalizing cannabis.
What strikes you meeting all these great people here at CanaCon? What stories have you heard, or what tales really motivated you?
You want to know something? I mean, even in just taking the pictures with the audience coming back and forth, and what I'm going through in my own personal journey with cancer and in my body, and now my mom facing the same issues, it's like it touches my heart. You know, I feel such a sense of family and sisterhood and brotherhood with you guys. And I'm just so grateful that anything that I've done can be of service or inspiration to somebody else. And I think that we can do some really good work here. And when you're touching the hearts of others, it doesn't matter how against cannabis they are, they can't deny that this is a force and we're changing the world. And
changing the world. Follow Cheryl Schumann on all the social media. You'll be glad you did. And everybody give it up for Cheryl.
Woo! Right, I love you. Okay, I'll talk to you.